What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
I'm Kelsey. We're talking with Joe Reinhart all about the Mount Vernon Music and Arts Festival. Thursday through Sunday, you don't want to miss this free event open to the community. Joe, can you tell us a little bit more about the history behind this event?
This is our 37th year. This all started many years ago as something called Dixie Days, which was a tribute to Dan Emmett, the author of Dixie, who was spent a lot of time in Mount Vernon as a Mount Vernon native son. And so it sort of evolved from there into the Dan Emmett Music and Arts Festival, eventually the Mount Vernon Music and Arts Festival. So yeah, this is our 37th year. We did take, obviously, the COVID year off, and we did some smaller events around town that summer. But yeah, we're back at it and very, very excited.
I don't think that people realized, you know, how rich of a history Mount Vernon had and its ties to art and music. What makes this event so special?
I think what makes it special is that we get to use our beautiful downtown as the backdrop. The fact that we're able to partner with the city and literally shut down the middle part of the downtown streets for 4 days is a big deal. And we'll actually start, you know, getting stuff in there Wednesday afternoon, Wednesday evening. And so it's very exciting to be able to showcase our downtown, to be able to bring people to our city, which we have some fantastic venues there, like the Woodward Opera House. We have the Memorial Theater. Obviously, just off the festival site, we have Ariel Foundation Park. So the fact that we partner with, we actually have a Mount Vernon Arts Partnership where we partner in helping promote each other's events, it's really exciting for us. And I kind of liken it, Kelsey, to a big family reunion, but that family has now gone regional, especially with a lot of the artists that we're bringing in.
And you guys have a great lineup. Let's talk about some of the headliners at the festival this year.
Yeah, Phil Dirt and the Dozers is kind of a festival tradition for Thursday night. We've been doing this for a number of years. They're very popular. They always draw a big crowd. And the guys in Phil Dirt do everything from 50 songs all the way up through. They've actually done some songs from Prince and some songs from the 80s. So they will do a lot of different songs, just very popular. We're also excited this year. We're going to do an official opening ceremony for the first time on Thursday, where we have the Dogwood Blossoms chapter of Sweet Adelines. They're going to sing some patriotic music for us, and the Danville High School Marching Band is going to be a part of that. Then on Friday, we're really excited because we're bringing in Sorella, a group of sisters from Lexington, Ohio, who were on one of the seasons of The Voice. They actually finished in fourth place that year. And they don't do a lot of live shows. They do a lot of travel. They do a lot of Instagram and TikTok. But they have almost 3.5 million followers on TikTok and almost that many on Instagram. So we're excited, hopefully bringing in a little bit of a younger crowd. But they are pretty much a cappella and very, very gifted young ladies. And so we're excited about that. We've never had a group like Sorella at the festival, so we're going to try that out on Friday night at 8:30. And then Saturday night we have Jess Kelly Adams opening for Craig Morgan at 6:30. Jess has been at our festival a couple of times and has done a few shows in the region. And then Craig, of course, who, you know, is just a perfect fit for our festival because of the type of music he sings, the fact that he's a patriot, he's a veteran. And we're excited to have him because he is going to bring that patriotic feel to our community for that Saturday night headliner concert at 8:30. And then on Sunday, we've got our annual car and motorcycle cruise-in, which has been going on for a number of years. And we invite anybody who wants to be a part of that. The registration starts at 8 o'clock that morning. So if you want to show off your car, your truck, your motorcycle, whatever, your three-wheeler, it's fine. We'd love to have you.
And the festival itself is free to attend, but you guys do offer some preferred seating options for those who want to get extra close to the stage. I do understand that Craig Morgan preferred seating is sold out, but for those who want to attend some of the other shows in the preferred seating, how can they acquire those options?
So the other two shows would be the Phil Dirt and the Dozer show. That's a $10 preferred seating. Basically, we have 300 seats set up in front of the stage. So if you want to sit closer, you can. If you want to just bring your bag chair and sit on the square, you absolutely can as well. We're just giving that preference to people that would like to be a little bit closer. The Sorella tickets are $15. That's on Friday night. Other than that, all of the other shows will have sort of open seating. Some of the other acts We have John Dodson. He'll be there on both Friday and Saturday. We have a South stage down in our Kid Fest area that will have a lot of different artists that will be performing there as well. And like we have Joey and Jess out of Columbus. We have, let's see, a few more here. We have Chestnut Ridge, which is a Southern Gospel group from our community. We'll have the Mount Vernon High School marching band on Friday night. And we have a few other bands, the Engine Room. They used to be known as Wisecrack. This will be their third straight year at the festival, their Thursday night at 7. So, yeah, it's a free open-air festival. Obviously, we encourage you to bring, you know, money or cards or whatever for the food trucks. And if you want to do some downtown shopping, that's, you know, we would love for you to do that. Our downtown merchants will stay open, you know, extra hours during the festival. So, yeah, it's a big party. Our entertainment chair, Trina, likes to talk about the word festival means party. So we want you to come down and enjoy the party in downtown Mount Vernon.
And we've only hit on a sliver of what's to come on the schedule. Is there anything that you're really excited about at the festival this year?
Two big things that I would say, Kelsey. On Saturday, for the first time, we are going to have an exhibit inside the Woodward Opera House, which is the oldest 19th century theater in the United States. It was refurbished a few years ago completely to 19th century specifications, obviously with some modern technology. That was a labor of love over 20 years in our community. So we want to showcase that. And so we invite people to come down Saturday from 1 to 5. We'll have a Titanic artifact exhibit, which will be happening. And then something else, which is we just love combining the art element of our festival. We have a wood challenge every year. And so we have artisans from our area that basically craft around a theme. And so this year we called it Woodworks of Heart, with the A-R-T in the word heart. And so a lot of people have done sort of local theme things with Mount Vernon. There's a Mount Vernon High School piece. There are some things with some of the old theaters in Mount Vernon. So that's an auction. And the artists get 50%, the festival gets 50%, so it is a fundraiser. And then last year, the Kiwanis Club of Mount Vernon joined us with a dozen pies baked by local celebrities to auction off, too. So that's 3:30 Saturday on the square. We are thrilled about how that event has grown and how our local woodcrafters, who have put together some amazing pieces, are willing to support the festival and showcase their art.
And you're not kidding. I have seen pictures of some of these wood sculptures. They are absolutely incredible works of art, not just something that you can buy at any store. Now, Joe, something you said piqued my interest, and that was when you brought up pie. So tell us more about this celebrity pie auction.
Yeah, celebrity pie auction. We have the Kiwanis Club of Mount Vernon decided to come alongside us last year. So John Sperry will be our auctioneer, and it'll be a good time. I can tell you some of the specifics on these pies. We have a peanut butter pie. We have Oreo cream, mixed berry, chocolate cream. Let's see, we have key lime pie. We have a chocolate chip pie, which I don't know that I've seen before, but it sounds good. And, of course, Dutch apple and premier peach.
Well, it sounds like you can come to the festival hungry and not leave disappointed, because you guys have a lot of food trucks at the festival, too.
We have 15 different food trucks that are scheduled to be here. We have some folks that have been here for a long time. Some of them are local. Some of them are regional. We have Big Pappy's Barbecue, which I know has been around the region. We have Louisiana Grill doing bourbon chicken. Jeff's Barbecue, which is a local family here in Knox County. And we're really excited. We're bringing in a new group out of Richland County. They're called What the Fizz, and they make dirty sodas, non-alcoholic, of course, but they make dirty sodas. They were actually out at the Knox County Fair, and wow, they've got some really neat stuff. And, of course, we have Larry Wilson, who will have his famous kettle corn and fresh-squeezed lemonade. Many more. We have a couple that comes up from Florida every year, the King's Nuts and Tea. So a lot of unique things. Schmitz will have a food truck there, and the Mount Vernon Exchange Club doing their famous pork chops.
What kind of fun stuff do you have going on in the kids' zone?
Oh, my goodness. I was just talking to Ashley Smith, who's coordinated our Kid Fest this year. They're going to be doing different types of crafts. So they're going to do what is called they're doing I Spy bottles. They're doing a sun catcher's craft. We will also have the Royal Princess Party there with Snow White and Moana. They're going to, this is cracks me up, TP binoculars. Yes, TP standing for toilet paper, but they're making a toilet binoculars out of toilet paper rolls. They're doing bird seed feeders, and then they'll be doing a succulent plant Saturday night at 6. And this is all in Kid Fest, which is on South Main between Gambier and Ohio Avenue. And we'll have bounce houses and character visits and make and take classes. It'll be a lot of fun.
What a great time for kids to feed their creative soul. Now, this event is free, open to the public in downtown Mount Vernon. Joe, where's the best place for parking around downtown?
My advice, Kelsey, is if you're coming from the Newark area up to Mount Vernon, just stay on 13, and then when you get to either Howard Street right there by the Kenyon Wright Center, which is the old Buckeye Candy building, the big brick building, that's a one-way street that goes up towards the downtown. There are several open parking lots there. There is literally a little park with a pergola down by the river that you can park at and walk up. And there are several parking lots on Gay Street moving up towards Chestnut. And then if you want, you can actually go up, swing over to Chestnut, come down South Mulberry Street, and there's parking there as well.
For those who don't know, downtown Mount Vernon is a DORA area. Can you tell us what exactly that means for those who want to enjoy a beverage downtown?
Yeah, so we, a few years ago, the city of Mount Vernon and Experience Mount Vernon partnered on what we call a designated outdoor refreshment area. And basically what that means is that you can go to several downtown businesses who sell adult beverages, and they will give you a specific cup, which allows you to walk around in the festival area with your cup. So it's one of the few, I guess you would say, open container opportunities that we have, but it is a specialized cup. And if you go to our website at mvmaf.org on our FAQ section, our frequently asked questions, we actually have the link that has the different locations downtown. So, for example, the Alcove, Bickerdike's Tap Room, we have Flappers, we also have Happy Street Brewery. They are just a few of the partners that we have for the designated outdoor refreshment area, or the DORA.
I'll tell you what, you've got a jam-packed schedule, no shortage of fun things to do, and it's all happening at the Mount Vernon Music and Arts Festival. Joe, is there anything else you want to share before we let you go?
I would just want to give a big shout-out to my friends Joanne and Audrey, who are part of the Knox County Garden Club. They will put on a festival flower show at the Living Center, which is a block north of the festival on North Main Street, and it's beautiful. We have several of our local Green Thumbs that are going to be participating in that. That will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as well. So many things going on. We've got a special, if you haven't seen the dog fountain in downtown Mount Vernon, not only can you see the fountain, but you can also see a dog fountain five-year tribute exhibit that is going on inside the Buchwald Center, which is Mount Vernon Nazarene University's downtown art building, and then also at the Annex, which is Kenyon College's art facility. So our two local colleges are helping us showcase and celebrate the dog fountain. So there's a ton of stuff, and it's all on our schedule. You can check it out at mvmaf.org.
You've got the vibe. Listen for a new vibe, available wherever you download podcasts.